the world's biggest mining company, has told lobby groups and politicians to back off and let the market resolve Australia's energy impasse. BHP Billiton Chief Andrew McKenzie made those comments at the company's annual general meeting in Melbourne yesterday, where BHP came under pressure to cut its ties with the mining lobby, the Minerals Council of Australia. The Minerals Council campaigned against the chief scientist Alan Finkel's clean energy target, and it's been lobbying for a new government-funded coal-fired power station. The Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility says this undermines BHP's stated positions on climate change. Justine Parker spoke with the Activist Investor Group's Executive Director, Brian O'Brien.
BHP wants to see a resolution to the energy policy chaos that we've seen in this country over the last decade. They believe in climate change. They support a below 2 degree world. They support the Paris Accord. Now, that is very difficult, if impossible, to reconcile with the positions taken by some of these advocacy groups.
You say the Minerals Council has a pattern of vociferous and influential lobbying which has obstructed progress on climate-related policy, but shouldn't BHP remain as a member of the council and try to influence the council's positions from within?
Look, that's been BHP's position over a number of years, and over that time period, the Minerals Council's positions didn't improve. In fact, they got worse. The Minerals Council boasted, in fact, about getting rid of the carbon price. They were really essential in undermining the Finkel Review's clean energy target recommendation, and that policy has now been killed off. So we have said to BHP that influence from within has failed. You really need to now justify to your shareholders why you're spending their money on memberships of this organisation that acts against your interests.
But is it not the case that the Minerals Council's positions have strengthened since it incorporated the Coal Association, and now BHP needs to reassert itself?
What we need to see in order for the Minerals Council's positions to be consistent with BHP's is actually total policy reversal on some issues. So BHP supports the carbon price. The Minerals Council says that it was important in getting rid of one. BHP supported a clean energy target. The Minerals Council opposed it, which led to its death. So the climate policy graveyard in Australia that we're faced with is due in a significant part to the activities of this organisation, and those activities have in fact undermined BHP's interests over time.
This does seem a rather obscure topic to be discussing. Why should the broader public be concerned about our biggest mining company's membership of an industry body?
I think because of the amount of influence that this body and other bodies like it enjoy in our political climate. The Minerals Council has been a very significant influence on Australian democracy over a long period of time, and BHP, as its largest funder, should expect to be held to account by shareholders and by the community for their role in supporting these activities, which have undermined our national ability to deal with climate change and energy policy.
Did you propose this resolution simply as a way to target the Minerals Council, and is the aim to deny it of its biggest funding source?
The Minerals Council is funded 60% by BHP and Rio Tinto. But I guess the purpose of our resolution was really to make BHP accountable for its decisions and to ask BHP to take responsibility for its role in funding an organisation that has had such a negative impact.
Would you like to see the Minerals Council defunded as a result of your campaigning?
I think that if BHP came to a reasonable assessment of the historical and current behaviour of the Minerals Council and how it aligns, or in fact doesn't align, with BHP's policy positions and financial interests, I think that BHP would make the decision to stop funding the Minerals Council. So yes, I would like to see BHP terminate their financial relationship with that organisation.
Now, BHP has said that by the end of this year, it will publish a list of what it calls the material differences between its positions on climate and energy policy and the positions taken by the various industry associations of which it's a member. Does this go far enough for you?
We certainly welcome this move, but we don't think it constitutes a change on their historical approach. The review that's been proposed by BHP doesn't look at the damage that's been done over time. It also doesn't give the transparency guarantees that we are seeking. And the important thing that BHP's public response does not do is it doesn't set a threshold for termination of memberships with any level of objectivity so that shareholders can have confidence that the company is thinking about these things in an objective and rational way.
Is it not simply a sensible commercial decision for an enormous company like BHP to have memberships of a range of industry associations?
In ordinary circumstances, yes, it certainly is a sensible commercial decision. But we aren't dealing with ordinary circumstances in Australia. We have had an extraordinary degree of climate and energy policy chaos over a long period of time. In these circumstances, there need to be limits on what a relationship between a mining company that positions itself as a leader on these particular policy issues and an industry organisation which is, you know, very much a laggard in this area.
Since you launched your campaign, the chief executive of the Minerals Council, Brendan Pearson, has resigned. Shouldn't BHP now remain as a member of the council and see if things are going to change with the new leadership?
The damage has been done already to the Minerals Council's brand almost by its own hand. I also think that the roots of these policy positions within the Minerals Council run deeper than any one individual.
Given the debate your resolution has sparked and the fact that things are changing on the ground, is this job done?
Look, we think there have been some hopeful moments, but Australia doesn't have a robust climate and energy framework. BHP needs to be accountable for its role in this state of affairs. We believe that BHP should be more accountable to its shareholders and more transparent.
That's Bryn O'Brien, the Executive Director of the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, speaking with Justine Parker. And we did approach the Minerals Council for a comment, but they declined.